Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is pushing a radical proposal to improve student performance. Blagojevich wants to take over the state's education system. Under his plan, the governor would shift control of Illinois schools from the State Board of Education to a new department reporting to him. From Chicago Public Radio, Jay Field reports.
The Illinois State Board of Education has broad authority to set rules on school curriculum, student testing, teacher certification, and the allocation of funds. A state constitutional convention created the nine-member board in 1970 to put a halt to the political calculations that were increasingly influencing education policymaking in Illinois.
The ideal was noble, but isn't working.
That's Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich speaking in his recent State of the State address.
Instead of being an independent body that could regulate and support our schools, the Illinois State Board of Education is like an old Soviet-style bureaucracy. It's clunky and inefficient. It issues mandates. It spends money. It dictates policy. And it isn't accountable to anyone for anything.
The governor charges the board with overpaying its administrators and wasting money on high-priced consulting, public relations, and lobbying contracts. He also blames the board's ever-changing array of rules, regulations, and red tape for Illinois' recent record of mixed results on statewide achievement tests. So Blagojevich is proposing radical change. He wants to strip the state board of its powers and create a smaller, more streamlined Department of Education. The move would give the governor control over more than 800 school districts throughout the state. It would also create a special purchasing center that Blagojevich says would save Illinois millions of dollars on everything from glue to janitorial supplies. The governor vows his executive powers will provide the accountability he says the system is lacking, but many in the state's educational establishment have doubts.
What has been presented has been simply a red herring or a smokescreen for trying to avoid the real issues of how to improve schools and schooling. What we're seeing here is that education is being hijacked by politics.
That's Robert Schiller, the Illinois State Superintendent of Education. He and other critics say the governor is not addressing the biggest problem facing Illinois schools. In its recent annual report on the health of American schools, the magazine Education Week gave Illinois a grade of F for the amount the state spends on education. In addition, critics say the state suffers from wide disparities between what different districts can spend on their children. Democratic State Senator Miguel Del Valle chairs the Senate's Education Committee.
We have a bad guy. No, there is an enemy out there. I think the state board is an easy target. But the fact of the matter is that the state board is not responsible for the financial conditions of our school districts. Ultimately, we are responsible.
Funding disparities are likely to come up when the legislature begins what promises to be a contentious debate over Blagojevich's reforms. If the governor passes his plan, Illinois will become the second state in the past year to shift control of state schools to the executive branch. Last September, New Mexico voters approved a constitutional amendment creating a Secretary of Education who reports directly to Governor Bill Richardson. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field in Chicago.